The Kolbe Report, November 4th, 2023. Dear friends of the Kolbe Center, Pax Christi. I have just returned from LifeSite's Rome Forum, where, with the help of your prayers, I was able to propose the traditional doctrine of creation as the only firm foundation for a culture of life to 200 pro-life leaders from all over the world. I know that many of you are extremely busy with family and work responsibilities, as well as with the many other ways that our Lord has called you to build up the kingdom of God. If you are too busy to read this whole newsletter, please just take a minute to read the section entitled Memento Mori. Every year around this time, I like to resend the essential contents of the Kolbe newsletter that I first sent out on the Feast of the Poor Souls several years ago, when I recalled having received a letter from a supporter who told me of a memorable experience. A short time before, a friend of his had received a telephone call from a priest who told him, "I need your help," and hung up. When his friend attempted to return the call to the priest's caregiver, who answered the phone, told him that it was impossible for the priest to have called him because the priest had died 2 days before. In the words of my correspondent, it seemed that the priest had placed a call to him from purgatory. My correspondent went on to make some profound reflections about the connection between a decline in remembrance of the souls of the faithful departed and the decline of faith in the church. He observed that the books of Maccabees number among the 7 deuterocanonical books which the Protestant revolutionaries rejected, even though they formed part of the Septuagint, the Greek version of the Old Testament that was used by all of the apostles and Greek-speaking church fathers. He also observed that these books testify not only to the practice of offering prayers and sacrifices for the dead, but also to the way in which apostasy can quickly corrupt the faithful when introduced from the top through the introduction of idolatry and false worship within the household of God. The heroic faith of the Maccabees, which allowed them to prevail over the Nicanors and over other powerful enemies of God, 2 Maccabees 14 and 15, also filled them with compassion for those of their brethren who died having divided their loyalty between the God of Abraham and the gods of the pagans whose idols they carried into battle before they were slain. 2 Maccabees 12, 34-46. Memento Mori. I will continue with this purgatorial theme at the end of this newsletter, but first I would like to bring up a very important and related topic and to thank everyone who prayed our novena to St. Philomena to expand the base of spiritual and financial support for the Kolbe Center. At almost the same time that we began the novena to St. Philomena, I became acquainted with members of an apostolate called My Catholic Will. From them, I learned that one half of all adults in the United States do not have a will in place. That is a frightening statistic, because without a will, we risk having our money and property go to the godless state rather than to our families and to the building up of the kingdom of God. To help our American readers to avoid this dangerous situation, we have partnered with My Catholic Will to make it easy for you to create a legally binding will at no cost to you. It is free, it is legal, and it is simple. And you can update your will at any time should your plans change. Just go to this link to create your will for free in as little as 15 minutes. The traditional Catholics who established this apostolate have designed the website so that it takes into account the legal requirements of each and every one of the 50 states and makes it easy to request requiem masses. In view of the widespread abomination of brain death being used as the criterion for human death, even in Catholic hospitals, My Catholic Will is working on providing legal safeguards in our wills so that we can be protected from being murdered for the sake of our organs. Until the appropriate language has been formulated, I encourage all of you to visit Dr. Paul Burns's Life Guardian Foundation website to learn how you can protect yourselves and your loved ones from this real and present danger. Protestantism, Purgatory, and Theistic Evolution. Martin Luther originally recognized the truth of the Church's doctrine on purgatory, but his new theology eventually forced him to abandon much of the traditional doctrine of the faith. In the Orthodox Catholic faith, believers who are baptized into Christ become a new creation in Him, being born into supernatural life so that they can live one life with God and be transformed into the perfect likeness of Christ that they were created to achieve. In Luther's new theology, the Christian soul is not capable of perfection, but only of receiving a cosmetic covering that overspreads the soul of a saintly person in exactly the same way that it overspreads the soul of a mass murderer who utters the sinner's prayer at the moment of his death. If this were not the case, then it would have been necessary for Luther to do what the faithful have always done since the time of the Maccabees, offer prayers and sacrifices for the dead who died without having been fully sanctified, so that they could be loosed from their sins. Instead, by abandoning the clear teaching of Scripture, he condemned the souls of his disciples to be mistakenly assumed into heaven, thus leaving them not only without viaticum, but also, in the case of any who would be saved, without the prayers and sacrifices of their surviving loved ones. This false theology lends itself well to the error of theistic evolution, since in theistic evolution there is no supernatural creation of a complete and beautiful world at the beginning of creation, nor is there a supernatural new creation of the believer in Christ at the moment of baptism. Instead, there's a natural evolution of the world and a natural development of believers who are justified by faith in some undefined way, but not created anew and transformed into the likeness of Christ, so that after having lived one life with Him, they can be united to Him as partakers in His divine nature for all eternity. So, let us constantly remember to offer prayers and sacrifices for the souls in purgatory, and let us ask them, in turn, to pray for the restoration of the true Catholic doctrine of creation, the foundation of our holy faith. One of the members of the leadership team, Dr. Kevin Mark, has compiled a wonderful collection of passages from the deuterocanonical books that highlight the literal historical truth of the sacred history of Genesis. Let us pray that our separated brethren will come to realize that they have been robbed of a magnificent portion of the Word of God, a portion that was rejected not by the apostles and church fathers, but by first-century Jewish rabbis who had rejected their Messiah and who wanted to remove the deuterocanonical books from the Old Testament because of the many ways in which these books pointed to our Lord Jesus Christ as the longed-for Messiah and prepared the way for His gospel teaching. Yours in Christ, through the Immaculata, in union with St. Joseph, Hugh Owen. P.S. For those of us who belong to one of the Eastern Churches of the Catholic Church, November 2nd was not one of the days set aside for a special remembrance of the dead. However, since most of our readers belong to the Latin Rite, it seemed fitting to send out this newsletter this week. In the Eastern Churches, as seen in the Byzantine Catholic Churches, prayers for the dead have been offered continually since the time of the Apostles. And there are specific prayers that are offered for a deceased person for 40 days after death, as well as liturgical commemorations of all the faithful departed on various days, including the Saturday before Pentecost and the second, third, and fourth Saturdays of Lent. The lives of the saints of East and West are full of accounts demonstrating the efficacy of prayers and sacrifices offered on behalf of the dead, as well as of the power of their intercession for their benefactors on earth. For example, from the Acts of the Martyrs, St. Perpetua and St. Felicity, see paragraphs 7 and 8 at this link. In our day, when the heresy of instant salvation for all has become so widespread, the dead are in greater need than ever of our prayers and sacrifices, and they will surely repay us all the more for our remembrance of them with their prayers for our intentions. P.P.S. Today is a first Saturday. Please be sure to answer Our Lady's appeal for the first Saturday devotions as described by the Fatima Center at this link.